I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our sermon text is from 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 11. And such were some of you, but you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and the Spirit of our God. This is our text. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. The third article begins, I believe in the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is one with the Father and the Son. And yet we must ask, so what does this mean that I believe in the Holy Spirit? Why is he called the Holy Spirit? Well, he sanctifies. He is a spirit who makes us holy. That is his office or his job, to make holy, or sometimes we say to vivify, that is to make us alive. So, with the third article, I believe that the Holy Spirit sanctifies me. On Wednesday, we saw how the Father is the Creator, and I am the created. On Friday, we saw how Christ is our Lord, and thus he is the Redeemer, and I am the redeemed. And so now, the Holy Spirit is the sanctifier, and I am the one who is sanctified, the one who is made holy. He has sanctified me, and he still sanctifies me. That is who he is. How does he do this? How does it happen? Well, just as the Son becomes our Lord when we receive him through faith, so the Holy Spirit sanctifies us through the things that we confess in that third article of the Creed. First of all, and primarily, he leads us into a holy Christian church. There he has placed us into the bosom of the church. And that is where he has the pastor preach to you. Bring Christ to you through that same word. And by bringing Christ to you through the preaching of the word, well, Christ becomes your Lord. And so the Holy Spirit is sanctifying you, making you holy, by bringing you into his church, where there he has the church proclaim to you Jesus Christ. The Christian church then becomes your mother. And you then are reborn through the word of faith. He bears you through the word. What Christ did is described in the second article of the Creed. Now, if it were not proclaimed and it was hidden, it would do us no good. And so the Holy Spirit comes. The Holy Spirit comes and preaches to you, leads you to the Lord, the one who has redeemed you. We continue with the third article, talking not only about the Holy Christian Church and the communion of saints, but two, he also sanctifies us through the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, three, and the life everlasting. Now, there are many that speak of Jesus Christ. There are even cults that will use Jesus Christ in their name and say, oh yes, just like even those non-Christians, Muslims, will talk about Jesus, who is a prophet of some kind. But if Jesus is not presented as the one who has redeemed me apart from works, if Jesus Christ is not the one who, not by faith and works, Or not, well, yes, Jesus, and then I have to obey or I have to do in order and keep the law. Well, that is not the holy Christian church. That is not the gospel. That is not the forgiveness of sins. Many speak of Christ, but then they add something else. Oh, sure, I can go with you Lutherans having a redemption in Jesus. Yes, you might be saved. But how are you made holy? How are you sanctified? How is the sanctifier sanctifying you? Well, there were those who would say they were made holy by great emotional experience, by a changing of their emotional mood so that now they feel different and saved. They were made holy by the addition of small groups who will hold you to your commitment and that you will be responsible to them. So in that way, you might progress and you might become holy. You may do it by, well, you always have to give your offering, or you have to make your trip or mission, or you have to attend a youth conference in which you have a mountaintop experience, and in that way it will progress you on and it will sanctify and make you holy. You need to go through a special program or certain prayers that you have to. In fact, even among those that call themselves conservative, they might say, well, it's one thing to have the word, but you're going to have the right liturgical garments. You're going to have to stand up at the right time. You're going to have to cross yourself or use the correct music, Gregorian chant. Otherwise, this act of sanctification is not going to happen. You're not going to be made holy. But that is to deny the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one who makes us holy. He does it, first of all, through the church, the Christian church, or as the creed originally says, the Holy Catholic Church, the one universal church, is none other than a communion of saints. What does that mean? Well, a congregation, a holy group, a bunch of people who have been made saints, who are gathered together. That is, they all believe in that one Jesus Christ who has redeemed them. And thus, gathered together, there they call upon a man that he might fill the office of the ministry, and there that office of the ministry might preach forth Jesus Christ so that we would have, well, number three, the forgiveness of sins. Yes, it is through the forgiveness of sins that we are made holy, not through all of these other kind of things, but always and only through the forgiveness of sins. If these things don't bring to us the forgiveness of sins, taking away our sins, then they are not the Holy Spirit who is making us holy. In the church, there are things that are going on, things like holy baptism. As we saw in Luke 3 today, a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. There is the consolation that we receive individually in private confession absolution or maybe upon our deathbed or shut in at home. There is the administration of the sacrament of the altar, which is the body and blood given for the forgiveness of sins. There is the absolution. There is the various preachings of matins and vespers. There is Bible studies in which this is taught forth. All of these are the ways in which the Holy Spirit brings to us the redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Outside of this, and what I have described as none other than the church, outside of this, well, there is no sanctification. For here is where the Holy Spirit works. Here is where we have the sanctifying one, the one who makes us holy. In this Christian church, let us go on, the Holy Spirit will work through the resurrection of the flesh. What we mean is that the church continues to pray, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. You see, we are not yet fully sanctified, holy in this life. Oh yes, through faith in Christ, we are saints before God, but he is still working and he is completing his work, and he will complete that work, well, when he resurrects us through our death and our resurrection. In this way, life, we will have complete and holy life before Christ. And so what do we say? Well, we say, what kind of God do you have? The Creed teaches us, I believe in God, the one who is the creator, and I have been created that I might honor, serve, and obey him for all that he has done. I believe, well, from the Son, that he has redeemed me, that he has purchased the price. And I believe that the Holy Spirit has used the church to bring that message to me that I might have faith, that he might create faith in me, causing me to believe, and thus he sanctifies me, that he places me within the church so that he might preach to me. And through this preaching of the gospel, we might be made, well, holy, continue to be made holy. He continues to sanctify me when he brings about my death. When we have died, he will complete that sanctification. So we who have died in dishonor will be raised in glory, that is, without sin. And so he will bring this about through a resurrection of the body, and then through a life everlasting. So the third article teaches us not only who the Holy Spirit is, but what he has done for us. It also teaches us the ways in which that same Holy Spirit works. I believe in the Creator. I believe in Jesus Christ my Lord, who is the Redeemer. I believe in the Holy Spirit, who is my sanctifier, and who is continuing to sanctify us and will bring it about on the last day. And thus, when we have learned from the Ten Commandments our sins, we jump to the Creed, that we might have that comfort of who our God is and how he loves us and what he has done for us. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting.